I remember when I saw the original Pippin on Broadway in 1972. The opening number splashed on stage with white-gloved hands flashing magically on a dark stage, entrancing the audience into the life of the musical's lead, Pippin, King Charlemagne's son, as he learned the harsh realities of life. There was a stellar cast singing young Stephen Schwartz music and lyrics long before his bigger hit Wicked had premiered. Bob Fosse's seductively sexy choreography and slapdash direction hadn't been seen much on the then much tamer Broadway stage. Pippin moved musical theater in new and exciting ways. Now, over 40 years later, the show hasn't aged well. Pippin's life isn't that interesting, and musical theater staging has added more sparkle over the years. What we learn by viewing the current Phoenix Theater production is that Pippin isn't a great show. The score is pleasant but undistinguished, and the show's initial splash is now de rigueur in many recent shows. The only way Pippin can surprise and entertain today is with a stellar cast and in a dazzling production that is blessed with creativity, spirit, and has an engaging dynamic at its core. Unfortunately, the local production fails on these requisite mandates. The imported leads, Paul Oakley Stowell as the leading player and Anthony Johnson as Pippin, deliver mediocre performances that never gain the audience's attention. Neither performer is bad, but neither does anything unique with the two central roles. The rest of the cast is filled with local actors. Mike Lawler brings an evil grimace with comic overtones to King Charlemagne, Pippin's overwrought father. Kathy Osborne is cute as Grandmother Bertha, Jenny Heinz presents a sexually alluring Fastrada, and Tricia Hart Ditsworth is a loving Catherine, Pippin's romantic partner. Michael Barnard's circus-themed staging, similar in style to the current Broadway revival, keeps the production zipping along, but not so that the audience doesn't notice the routine show and that it tries to cover mediocrity with swirling excitement. The cartoonish unit set permits the continuous action but doesn't look particularly interesting, and the brazenly colored costumes bring the show visual splash. Alan Ruck's unseen orchestra executes the music with professional elan. There's some interesting sparkle in Phoenix Theater's Pippin, but the two leads pull the show down, and the production lacks the necessary dynamic to gloss over the weak show. This Pippin earns 3 stars out of 5 and continues through March 30th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.